Travelers coming to Hawaii from the Asia Pacific have a growing list of airports where they can start their journeys, and that's the focus of today's Asia Minute. How about more than 350 new airports over the next decade? According to the business consultancy Frost & Sullivan, that's what's ahead for the Asia Pacific. The company tells Agence France-Presse the capital investment for all those projects will top $100 billion. China, India, and Indonesia are all candidates for scores of new airports apiece. And then there are upgrades for existing facilities. Anyone who's been through Manila in the recent past can testify that's a complex that could use some help. The main terminal was built in 1981, designed to handle 6 million passengers a year. Last year, along with two extension terminals, the facility served around 30 million passengers. The World Tourism Organization reports travel across the Asia Pacific is growing faster than overall global travel. That group, which is actually part of the United Nations, also reports spending on international travel has risen in the first part of 2014 from several Asian markets. It characterizes growth from China and India as strong, and from South Korea and Australia as encouraging. The outlook for regional facilities is powerful enough that it gets a lot of coverage in a niche publication called Asia Pacific Airports Magazine. Bill Dorman, HPR News.